paragraph mem. Viseu bechinas misbar bnei Israel shoyskim beparshas ois koydim shvuas. Now you'll understand also why every single year, right before the holiday of Shavuos, which parsha do we read in the Chumash? Bamidbar, which deals with counting the Jewish people, counting each one of the tribes, tremendous amount of numbers. Bamidbar and Nosoi. Ki koyre mikoydim parshas Bamidbar. Before Shavuos, we read parshas Bamidbar. K'moy shom razal, as the Gemara says, menu ve'itzru, count and celebrate Atzeres, Shavuos. Ki ruach deleilo govoya moid, because the ruach deleilo is a very, very high level. V'alkein tzrichin harbe talmidim sheyuchlu lahamshich haruach chaim anal. This is why we need thousands and thousands of students to be able to draw that ruach deleilo. That ruach deleilo is billions and billions of kilowatts. So you need thousands of students to be able to draw it, to be able to use that huge amount of light. Bechinas pishnayim meirabom, to be able to draw that pishnayim from their rabbi. Ukamay sham razal, as the Gemara says, right in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, veheemidu talmidim harbe, establish many students. Why? Because the Torah is so huge, because the light of Hashem, this ruach delayla, is so big, if you don't have a lot of students, you ain't going to be able to do anything with it. V'zeo bechinas mailas ribui b'nei Yisrael, shashem yizborach, v'atzadikim mevorchim boze kama pomim. This is the concept of having many Jews, whereby Hashem and the tzadikim bless us all the time, that we should be zecher to grow, we should have large families, we should be zecher to have many Jews. Kama shekosuv, Hashem elikei avoseichem yosef aleichem, may Hashem add to you, yivorech yirei Hashem, may yirei Hashem be blessed, they should multiply. Uchsiv yosef Hashem aleichem v'albaneichem, may Hashem add to you and to your children. Ki kol ma Hashem israbin b'nei Yisrael haksherim hanilvim elat tzadik u'emes, because the more Jews that there are that are religious and that are zecher to come close to the tzadik emes, mekablin yoiser haruach chaim anal b'chinas pishnayim anal, they're able to draw more of that light, that energy, that pishnayim. Ki yeshlem koyach yoiser lekaploi aydei ribui hakelim hakdoshim shel kol echod, they have more ability to draw more by the many kelim that each one has. Each one comes with his cup or with his 10 cups or with his 100 barrels and able to keep filling it up. Aval tzrichin sheyir beinehem ahavo gedoyla. However, there has to be tremendous love between the students. Bechinas ahavas chaverim, what the Torah writes about in all different places. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal said it to his students, anan bechavivusa talya milsa. Our success is dependent on the love between us. And the Arizal told Reb Chaim Vitalzal, he writes, he warned him many, many times that your Hatzlocha in Kabbalah, the Hatzlocha is dependent on Ahavas Chaverim, that each one of you should really, really love each other and care about each other, that the need of anyone should be the need of all of them. If one of them is struggling in Parnosa, everybody feels it and they're davening for him. Everyone is focusing and concentrating on helping that person. If somebody needs a refuah, today Rav Moshe Burstein went for an operation for his cataracts. The learning should be for refuah shalema for Rav Moshe ben Vosha. When one member of the Chavraya has a problem, it's everyone's problem. That's called Avas Chaverim, that they really, really feel a loyalty and obligation 24/7. That's my brother. That's my son. That's my family. That's me. It's my arm. It's not even my family. It's an arm. Each one is an arm and a leg of the other one. That's called Avas Chaverim. Shelo tizkabera sitra achra hanechezes b'horibui v'amisbar. So that the sitra achra, who usually is able to draw energy from numbers, when there's a lot, usually the sitra achra is able to grab on, to draw from that. If the lot is united, if the many are one, then the sitra achra can draw from it. If the many are dispersed, when they're dispersed, remember Haman, what Haman said to Achashverosh? Yeshnoi am echod, there is am echod. Mefoizor or mefoir benam, but they're spread out, they're dispersed. They don't have achdus. So this is our opportunity. We can blow them away. And this is why, what was the tikkun for it? What did Esther Amalka say when Mordechai sent her a message? She sent back a message. He sent her a message. She turned the gun around and blew it right back in his face. She said, Lech kenois es kol ha-yehudim animsim b'shushan. Go gather all the Jews in Shushan. That was her opening shot. You want to succeed? You want to blow Haman Amalek away? This Haman said it. He said how he can defeat us. If we're Mefoizer or Mefoirod, if there's a lack of Achdus, if Jews don't care about each other, if they badmouth each other, if they hurt each other, Chas V'Shalom, then they're vulnerable to the nations of the world. And if there's the Achdus, Leich Kenoises Koyudim, look what happened. Look what they did to Haman and to everybody at that time. Shloites Gabra Sitrachar Necheses Baribu V'Amispor, K'moy Shekosuv, as it says in the Torah, Kisiso Es Roish B'nei Yisrael, when you will count the heads of the Jewish people, be careful, watch out. V'lo yibohem negef, make sure there shouldn't be any plague. Because when you start having numbers, when something starts growing in numbers, the Yetzer Hara says, hey, 1 minute, what's going on over here? And he wants to pounce in on him. Kama Shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi HaKodesh says over there. V'alkein kishemoin in Yisrael, tzrichem litin shkolim, machtzis ha-shekel. And this is why when we count the Jews, they had to give shkolim, each one had to give half a shekel, machtzis ha-shekel. Look at the coincidence. We just spoke about this in the beginning of the shiur. Esrim geira ha-shekel. 20 geira, the shekel is 20 geira. What's this 20? Bechinas ha-shnei yudin anal. That's the two yuds we spoke about. 2 times yud is 20. Bechinas asora asora hakaf kemuva. With, again, a pasuk in the Torah, asora asora kaf, which the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, that's merames to these two yuds. This poisech es yudecho, the yud of yud kevovke and alef talmud yud. Kitzdoko nidva slev hu bechinas hamshocha sarua chayim yelo lesato. Because tzedaka is, which means nidva slev, generosity. When a person shows a willingness to give, that's an example of drawing this ruach from the ruach de leila to ruach lesata, from the wealthy person to the poor person. That's another example of ruach leila, ruach de lesata. Ki tzadik al shem tzedaka, because the title tzadik refers to tzedaka, charity, giving. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Loi ve rosho ve lo yishalim. A rosho borrows and doesn't pay back. Ve tzadik choinein ve noisein. The tzaddik is always giving. That's what he loves to do. He's always looking to give. So we see tzaddik is al shem tzedaka. Shal yidei zeh mamshech ha-pesach hanal me'elo lesato. That's what gives him the ability to create that opening and to get that light to flow from above to below. Bebechinas pischu li sharei tzedek. Open up the gates of tzedek. Tzedek is what opens up the gates. Uchsiv pischu sheorim v'yovoi goy tzaddik. Open up the gates and let this nation of tzaddik go through. Tzaddik daikor. Rav Nosson says, look at the emphasis here. The emphasis is tzaddik. This tzedoka, this generosity, this giving. V'alkein lifo'omim nase machloikes bein Yisrael bi'atzmon. And it's for this reason that unfortunately, sometimes a machloikes occurs between Jews themselves. She'echod moinea lechaveroi, where one Jew is blocking another Jew, and one Jew becomes an obstacle to another Jew from coming close to Hashem. Ve'elu hamenios gedoilim mehakoil kiyadua. And this kind of obstacle is worse and more difficult than any other obstacle. Ki baharbe b'nei Yisrael yesh shinui deos. Because among the many Jews, there are different opinions. Kemo yishom Rabbi Seinus, as the Gemara says, she'ein daiton shovo ze lo ze. The Jews do not think exactly alike. Aval tzrichin shebechol shinui deoseyem yuchlulu yachad barabom huamiti. However, it's necessary, it's critical, that even though we don't think alike, we're all able to plug into the true Rebbe, the true tzaddik. We're all able to be one under the leadership of the true tzaddik. V'oz naset tikun godoil al yedei horibui. And when things are going that way, then there's a major tikun being accomplished by the fact that there are many. Bebechinas, as it says, barov om hadras melech. The larger the nation, the more people, the more respect for the king. It's a beauty for the king. Uchsiv, and as the pasuk says, beravois tzadikim yismach om. The more tzadikim, the happier the nation is. Because it's specifically because they think differently from each other. And despite that, they all come together, they join together to plug into their Rebbe, the Tzadik Emes. This is what generates billions of incredible kelim vessels to be able to receive that light from the Rebbe, bechinas pishnaim, that double portion. Aval kishoim demanoshim Yisrael v'cholkim al tzadik emes. Whereas when Jews get up and they go against the tzadik emes, shebe emes gam heim mekablim chiyusam behelam godol mimenu, where the truth is that even those Jews, those who are chaylik against the tzaddik emes, are really getting their spiritual energy from him in a hidden way, behelam godol, bebechinas malchus beiskasya, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Nun Vav and Likutim Ran, the Torah about Shavuos. Rabbeinu Zal there discusses that there's open malchus and there's hidden malchus. There's a tzaddik who openly is in charge of these people, and hiddenly he could be in charge of the whole world, and they don't know it, they don't see it, but the connection is there. He's the one who's supplying them with their light. V'heim cholkim al mekor chiyusam, and these people are going against the source of their spiritual life, the one who's providing them with spiritual energy. It's not bad enough that they're working against themselves. They're fighting against themselves, and they're tearing themselves away from the source of their spiritual life. They go ahead and fight and serve as obstacles and speak against other people who are trying to come close to the tzaddik with real sincerity. Vezois hamachloikes vamaniois moinea yoiser mehamaniois shelasher loy mebnei Yisrael heina. This machloikes and these obstacles do more damage. They cause more damage to Klal Yisrael, and they block people more from being successful in Yiddishkeit than the obstacles that come from other nations, from the goyim. Rachmon Litzlan lahavdil. Vze bechinas. This is what the Gemara says in a few places, that there's a pasuk, me'uvos lo yuchal liskoin, v'chisoroin lo yuchal lehimonois. The Gemara says, there's a chisoron, there's a lack that cannot be filled. The Gemara says, what is that referring to? Ze shenimnu chaveirov ledvar mitzvah, v'loy nimnu imohem. This refers to a person whose friends have decided to get together, to unite for a mitzvah, and he chooses to stay out. He ain't interested. He's out. Hainu kanal, this is what we're talking about here, about the chabura, the people who want to come close to Hashem, they want to come close to the tzaddik, and there's somebody else who says, no, thank you, I don't need him, let him jump in a not interested. And Hashem, not interested for me, and not only that, but he's going to speak against the tzaddik, he's going to try to tear other people away from the tzaddik, chas v'shalom. V'hatikun al yedei Eliyahu. The tikkun for this is through Elianovi. Sheyovoi lasois shalom boilam. Whereby the Gemara tells us that his mission, Elianovi's mission, is going to be to bring peace to the world. Shom Rabbi Seinazal, which the Gemara says, k'al yedei Eliyahu ikar hamshachas pishnayim kanal. Because as we learned earlier, Elianovi is the main one who had this pishnayim and who has the power to bring this pishnayim into the world. Interesting that the word Eliyahu is Bigamatria 2 times Yud Kei Vav Kei. We know the source of life. We always say that the source of life is Hashem. Hashem is Chaim. Twice Yud Kei Vav Kei is Eliyahu. That Elianovi is the sinyan of Pishnayim. He's the symbol. Each tzaddik has his koyach. We said again, Yosef is Bigamatria 2 times Lechem. Lechem means parnosa, you know, bread, light, life. Yosef, who is the symbol of tzaddik, Yosef is beis pomim lechem. Again, all this pishnayim. Sheikroi toli b'sholim, where the main ability to be zoche to this pishnayim is dependent on sholim. V'zeh v'heishiv leivovois albonim v'leivbonim alavoisim. And this is why the Torah says about Elyonovi, what's going to be his mission? He's going to return the hearts, he's going to unite the hearts of the parents with the kids, and the kids with the parents. Ovu ben zebechinas rav etalmid. Father and son, another way, another version of father and son is rabbi and student. Bechinas ruach de leila v'ruach de lesato. Sheyoshu v'yichloil ov alabonim ubonam alavoysam. Elyonovi is going to unite the father and the son and the son and the father. Sheyeh nichlal yachad ruach de leila v'ruach lesato. That the ruach de leila and sato should plug in together properly. Bechinas rotzoi v'shoiv, up and down. Shezeh Iker hatikun shel bechinas pishnayim shemam shechaliyahu meiruchay shel Mashiach. This is the main tikun of the pishnayim that Elyonovi is going to draw from the ruach of Mashiach. This tikun of sholoim, this achdus, this being able to unite the ruach de leila, ruach de lesato. V'alkein akol be'asoro shchinta sharia. And this is why the Gemara says, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, that whenever you have a group of 10, the Shekhinah rests upon them. Whenever 10 Jews get together for any kind of mitzvah or anything, the Shekhinah is with them. V'nikroim, and what is it called? Minyan. Let's make a minyan. They call it a minyan. What is minyan? Minyan means to count. Kize iker shleimus haminyan nigdusha kishiyesh asoro shemiskamtsim ledovar shebigdusha. This is the main concept of a holy count when 10 Jews get together for a dovar shebigdusha, for learning or for davening. Asoro daiko. Why? Look at that. This magic number 10. Kineged bechinas hayud hanal. This is corresponding to the Yud that we're talking about throughout this whole chapter on the Likutei Moran. And again, the letter Yud itself, Yud is 10, and the mili of Yud, when you write Yud out, it's Yud Vov Dalid. The Vov Dalid is 10. That's these two Yuds again. You have it in the Yud itself. You have the Ruach Delela, Ruach Delesata. You have this Pishnaim, this double. She'oz yecholin lahamshich miyud leila liyud lesata. When 10 Jews get together for a mitzvah, then they're able to draw from that upper yud to the lower yud. Sheze ikar tikun hamispar v'aminyan. That's the essence of perfecting the number system. That's the shleimus of the numbers. V'alkei nikroim minyan. That's why it's called a minyan. That's a count. That's what counts. That's when it counts. Kihein tikun haminyan v'amispor. That represents the tikun for the numbers and the counting. Ki al yodom nichlal haminyan bi'echod. Because when 10 Jews get together to do a mitzvah, then the numbering system is going back, it's plugging into one. Because again, what is 10? 10 is a 1 and a 0. They're all 10 people are negating themselves and plugging into the 1. They're plugging into Hashem Echod. Bebechinas rotzoi v'shoiv, this concept of up and down, sheze ikar hatikun. It's interesting that Tikkuni Zohar says that when you have 10 people, we know that you have what's called factorial. 1 times 1 is 1, 2 times 2 is 4, 3 times 3 is 9, 4 times 4 is 16, 5 times 5 is 25, so on and so on. The Tikkuni Zohar says, if you take 1 to 10, factorial, like we just did it, it's bigematria shechina, the word shechina, 385. When you have 10 people coming into a minyan, again, the first guy is 1, the second guy is not 1, he's 2. The third guy is different. Each one, Rabbi Nezal explains that in Likutei Moran. Each time a person gets added, it's not the same at all. The third guy is not the same as the first guy. The third guy is a 9. The first guy is a 1. And it keeps going like that. The gematria is 300. That's what the Gemara says, akol be'asora. When you have 10, the Shekhinah is there. Because each one of them is to the power of himself. Goes to his power, becomes this tremendous aliyah.